with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM 11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B 2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Jump! Yeah, welcome to Matt to the Moon. My name's Mr. Mumbles in the chair. From now until 6 a.m. I don't know what's going on. We have, what's going on? There's a drum and bass thing going on at the Pyramid Cabaret. For a couple more hours anyways. So if I wasn't here, I might just be there, but sort of... injects energy into me somehow. But we have started off the show here tonight. I had a bit of a power nap before I came in. I was pretty tired and whatever. We had, of course, the Fort Garry Four with our theme, Manitoba Moon. The Manitoba, the Winnipeg Barbershoppers Centennial Souvenir album from 1970. We also had Chronic Disorder with A Job, A Car, A Wife. Destroy the Band with You're Nasty. Bourgeois Disease with Secretaries on Heroin. Daz Stupids with KGB. And Jack Tragic and the Unfortunates with Fight for Your Life. What do they all have in common? Well, they are all from... golden age, one would say, I guess, 1977, you know, the typical punk wave there, to 1985, from eastern Connecticut and western Massachusetts, in that area there, sort of a, yeah. This is actually on a compact disc. I have not listened to in ages. A compilation CD. And I haven't really heard this other than on this compilation. And so it's Shielded by Death series on the Bacchus Archives out of California. Actually, out of Burbank, California. There. Yeah, it was Dionysus Records, a sub-label of that. And Dionysus used to put out quite a bit of punk about 25 years ago. You'll hear a lot of the... there was a lot of reissues on... a lot of good stuff if you go to that label. They have stuff I can't remember. What did they have? Bands that play all the time, usually. Whatever, drawing a blank. Of course, it is after midnight. The pumpkin in my head. Well, my brain has turned into a pumpkin. I guess that'll be the Cinderella story there. Tonight, I had a vague idea of what I was going to do. I was going to do some, a little bit of punk, but we're going to mix it up into some more, I guess, 70s whatever tunes. And then going to feature, if I can find it, Bar Italia tonight. A little more recent stuff in the last year or so. And if, perhaps some Brian Jonestown Massacre as well. It's been forever since I played that. I don't know. I've heard... I guess... I've heard Brian Jonestown Massacre sort of derided as being mopey 20-something music or something, but... It's music nevertheless. Man or Astroman, perhaps, and maybe even some... Maybe not, actually. I was thinking Asian Dub Foundation, but that's not going to really fit too well here and with what I'm trying to do tonight. Maybe in the future weeks, I'll do it in the wee hours. Usually when I break out that kind of stuff. On occasion... Here's Octagonal Yours. CKW95.9 FM Winnipeg and CKUW.ca.
Here, no one even knows that I'm here. No one can shove me in here. No one can.
Okay, I found some CDs that I was looking for in the CKW Music Library. We had three songs there from Octagonal and Yours. The three opening cuts. We had Or, Geppetto, and I'm Bad at Sports. P. Hicks on the Talent Maker. Octagon. And Rob Crow on the guitar and vocals there. This is their, I believe this is their second album as the duo Octagon on Yours. Basically, Rob Crow's side project at the time. The Talent Maker was a more high-end, semi-professional version of the Octagon. I believe it had an actual wood console here, and the Octagon itself, if you're not familiar with it, was a basically a plastic toy organ for home use. Wasn't exactly cheap. It was part of a division of Mattel, and sort of supposed to compete with all the home organ rage of the time, and reed organs, and Yamahas and such. Before the cheap Casio keyboards really came out in the 70s, we had the Octagon, which worked. It's very lo-fi, it's very unique sound, as you can hear there. Used optical soundtracks, sort of like a floppy, if you consider Novair projector transparency that was in the shape of a record and had soundtracks in concentric circles. Essentially a sampler. You could exchange different discs, and then each key would play a series of notes, and then a lot of weird backing loops as well. It was a very interesting instrument. And you had a whole library of music for it, and I don't know. There was a emulator. It is an emulator for computers and stuff. And I seen one demonstrated many years ago at the Winnipeg Jazz Fest. And one artist had came in and had one. And he was using it for his live set. Very interesting. Octagon on Yours later on, I believe their third release they found the actual magnetic source tapes, and it was more of a hi-fi version of the octagonal sounds here. But I do like the lo-fi version. Okay. So I found some Brian Jones to ask here. I found also some Manor Astroman. Beside it was the Bjork CD. I'm not really a fan of Bjork, except for the early stuff. But, well, I don't know why. I don't even know why I picked it up. My significant really likes Bjork, to my chagrin. But maybe that's why. I don't know. Just pulled it out. Destroyer, the Thief album. Destroyer, don't hear too much of them. Years ago, it was played to death. CBC's Darlings from the West Coast. I believe West Coast. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. I'll see. Maybe if I get bored, I'll play that, but whatever. Just gotta find that Bar Italia, and then we'll get going. In the meanwhile, wherever it went, we're gonna have some stuff. Just rock. Just good old rock here for next, I don't know, half an hour or so. Until the top here on CKW 95.5 in Winnipeg. Thanks so much for those who pledged during Fund Drive, and we still could use about 10 grand. So if you haven't pledged, you have another day or two before those t-shirts get made. So do last call, essentially, for any prizing. You can go to ckw.ca, click on the donate button for whatever show you want to give to keep the station on the air. Again, ckw.ca. Donate. Phone lines are closed for donations, but the website's open. Yeah. You can also listen to us online via the Radio Player Canada app, I should mention. It's set that up to play CKW on your preset on your favorite portable device. Here's Blue Cheer and Sun Cycle. We'll be right back.
your tried friend. Come and see. I felt the star flash in my brain. Guess it starts better before it wanes.
We had, how do you pronounce this? Enigma, I guess. It's, might as well, I guess I'll spell it. Yeah. A-I-N-I-G-M-A. Bloody hell. Anyway. So, a bunch of young school kids from Bavaria from the early 1970s. They formed a German rock band, and there you have it. He apparently had some singer who was... They didn't know there's some singer who tried out for the group, never returned. They stayed as a three-piece, and singers came and went. They had one LP, which we heard recorded in 2 days in 1973 on Revox tape recorder with four channels. So in the band, we had Wolfgang Netzer. Willie Kluter and Michael Kluter as well. They really liked Atomic Rooster and Nektar. Nektar being was a symphonic rock band from the UK. But and King Crimson, they kept playing until the autumn of 1974, and that's it. And nobody really knew too much about them. But there, we had off another album I can't pronounce. Delovium. Yeah, that's the one on the LP from 1973. We had the song You Must Run, which is a big 7-minute opus there. And I try not to play this stuff because I can never pronounce the names, but whatever, okay. Here's Los Nivram with Sombras. CKW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. Running in a calle oscura, fa di camminare.